Hilchos Boser B'cholov, Halacha Aleph, Al Pi HaToyra Tefila L'Chavakuk, based on chapter 19 in Likutei Moran Tefila L'Chavakuk, Hanizkar Le'el B'Hilcha Shechita, which was mentioned earlier in Hilcha Shechita Halacha Beis and in other places. Paragraph Aleph, V'zeh B'chinas Boser B'cholov She'isuroi Chomur Moed. We know that meat and milk, having meat and milk together, is something that's very strictly forbidden. And just to cook them together, even if you don't eat them, if a person cooks milk and meat together, it's a major isur doraisa. Ki ikar yenikas ra hakoil shuanocho shualidei l'shoin targumano. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that the main place where the snake, which is the symbol of evil, is able to draw from the Kedusha is via Targum, via the language Aramaic. Shederach Shom Oyle Linoik Miagdusha. It's via Targum that the forces of evil, the forces of the Sitrachra, are able to get into the Kedusha. Kamashikosov Shom Bemaimar Tfil al Chavakana, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 19. V'cholov Hubechinas Targum. And milk, we know, is associated with Targum. As we mentioned earlier, Behilchas Dvorim Hayotzim Menachai, Ki Hu Nepach Midam L'Cholov, Bechinas Dam Nekrev Nasacholov. Because milk isn't something that originates like that. Blood turns into milk. Shehu Bechinas Noiga. That's the concept of Klipas Noiga. Bechinas Targum, which is associated with Targum. Bechinas Eitz Hadas. Shelefomim Hura, with all of these items, Targum, Noiga, milk, sometimes it's evil, it's bad. Dahainu bechinas dam, when it's in the state of blood, redness. Ulefomim nishapech letoiv, and sometimes it can be turned around to become good. Dahainu shenishapech midam lecholav, where it become the blood changes and turns into milk. And it's for this reason that because cholov has kedusha in it, it has good in it. Just as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that loshen kodesh is not really complete until you attach the targum to it, until you're able to make a tikkun for the targum. Targum is something that has good and bad in it. Targum is an intermediary between Lashon Kodesh and the languages of the other nations. So Targum has good and bad in it. It's like Klipas Noiga, which is good and bad. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that the real tikkun for Lashon Kodesh is only once you correct the Targum. Once you separate the good from the bad there and elevate the good and get rid of the bad. Sometimes it turns negative, it turns bad, you know, the blood, and sometimes it turns good. The blood turns into milk. And because of the fact that milk represents something holy, something good, it represents completing Loshen Kodesh by attaching Targum to it, Bechinas Dvash V'cholov Tachas L'Shoinech. As the Pasuk says, honey and milk under your tongue, referring to the Torah. U'machmazeh Ein Tzorech HaCholov Heter HaShechita Kanal. It's for this reason that milk, in order to be permitted to drink milk from a cow, you do not have to first slaughter the cow. You don't have to shech the cow. V'afshu b'chinas kedushas loshna kodesh, and even though it's associated with the holiness of loshna kodesh, afal pikein adain yesh bo iktsas psoilis, it still has some waste matter in it, shenishar men habirur shelein isbar b'shleimus adayim, which remains from the tikkun, from the process of tikkun, so long as we haven't completed the tikkun completely. We haven't finalized it. וזה שאנו רואים שהחולב הוא דובר המסברר תומד בבירור אחר בירור. This is why we find that milk is something that goes through refinement after refinement after refinement. Even after you milk a cow, it's not finished. There's a pasteurization, there's turning it into milk or cheese or yogurt or all kinds of procedures done. You can't leave milk standing like that for any length of time. As soon as you leave the milk standing, it starts going through a process, a sorting out process. The fat part of it starts gathering together, which is the choicest part of it, and it floats to the top. I remember hearing from people, I was too young, but I heard from the generation before our generation, where they used to get milk deliveries to their door, you know, fresh from the cow, you know, without all the processing and everything that the milk goes through today. And very often they'd find like a layer of cream on top of the milk, sweet cream, you know, that was natural, just from the milk standing, you know. V'chein achakach. Miteva hecholov lizbora v'nas menuchema, and then afterwards there's another process whereby the nature of milk is that it goes through different processes and it turns into butter, v'acharkach gvina, and then it turns into cheese, v'acharkach shard vorim she'nas men apsoy l'shem zbara acharkach, and then other things that are made from the remaining part of the milk that did not turn into the cheese or butter. For example, a second cheese, there's the first cheese that you make from the milk, and then from the remainder, from whatever was not included in that first cheese, there's the second round, you know, where from the certain parts that are left over of the milk, that also turns into a kind of cheese, a different kind of cheese. Ki kol ikare cholov hubo mi birush inesapech venizbarer mi ralatoiv. Because the milk that we have comes from a certain kind of birur, where it's being refined from bad to good, midam lecholov, from blood to milk. Vize yoduan, this is a known item, shekol dovor hamizbarer venistakin mi ralatoiv, that anything that's going through this process, this refinement, of being taken from bad to good, af shekvar nichlal betoiv, even after it starts plugging into the good, adayin tzorech birur achar birur kdei levarer b'shleimus hatoiv shemuvchar boi. The job isn't over yet. You have to go through refinement after refinement to be able to get to the real good of that item. Just like with gold, you know, a precious stone, things like that. It's got to be refined and further refined to bring out the real, real goodness of it. V'hamoyser, and the remainder, mizbar achakach, gets refined afterwards, gets processed afterwards. V'ze b'chinas hachemo shehu toiv hamuvchor hamizbar barishana. This is the concept of the butter, which is the choicest part that gets refined, that comes out of the first refinement of the milk. And then from a second refinement process, it forms cheese. And then there's a third refinement process where again, which becomes a second level of cheese. And then what remains is the lowest level category of quality stuff that's in there, which remains in the milk, midam lecholov, from the time that the blood turns to milk, shem mei, referring to the milk after all of those things have been taken out of it, after you made butter from it, and after you made the cheese from it, vehein betchila hoyu misalmin b'toich hacholov. Originally, all of these things were hidden in the milk, viato mizbarim kanal. And now they're being refined. And what remains is mamish, the lowest level quality stuff that was in part of that milk, which is the mecholov, they call it here, like. No, it's the liquidiest part of the milk. The part that has the least, nutrients or, you know, that kind of stuff in it. V'alkein yesh deyo shehem asurim b'achila b'isra ever menachai. And it's for this reason that there is an opinion that milk should be forbidden with the isra of ever menachai, something coming from a living animal. As is brought in Yoradeya Simen Pei Aleph. Ki heter acholov she'ein tzor shchita hu machmashu bebechinas kedushas loshna kodesh nesapech mirava toi bebechinas targum kanal. Because the reason why milk does not require shchita, you know, is because the milk is associated with the holiness of loshen kodesh, which is brought about when we're able to take the good of the targum and bring it into the kedusha and discard the negative. Even though there still is a little bit of ra in there that wasn't refined, wasn't filtered out completely, which is the psoilus that's from the mecholov, which was in there, afal pikein hoyabotel b'miyutoi. Still, that's such a small amount, it's so insignificant that it would become nullified to the good. And since the majority and the vast majority is good, that's why it doesn't require shchita. But now that we took out the butter and we took out the cheese and we took out the second level of cheese, and then after that, all that remained was the lowest, the poorest level quality of the milk itself. Alkein choizer leisuroi she'oser b'lo shchita. That's why the rabbis want, there's an opinion that says that it goes back to its original status, meaning that it's not, it's you can't eat it without first shechting the animal. Ki hamei mecholov bi'atzmon heim b'chinas ha'psoiles she'lo nistakin kanal. Because the milk, the part that remains after you made butter from it, and after you made cheese, and after you made second cheese, is such a low-grade thing that it's something that hasn't had any tikkun at all whatsoever. And this is why there was a havamina that you wouldn't be allowed to drink that until you first did a shchita on the animal. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, "V'zeh shemotzinu shoyu shomer nes hakohen gadol be'erev Yom Kippur shelo yilochel ma'achol yecholov." This is also why we find that there was a custom that they would watch over the Kohen Gadol, they would supervise him on Erev Yom Kippur to make sure that he doesn't eat any dairy. Kedei shelo yovu lidei keri, because dairy products are one of the things that can easily lead to chas v'shalom, a wasted seed. Ki hi mechamemes esaguf u'mapeles l'sheina, because dairy warms up the body, and it imposes sleep on a person, makes the person drowsy, tired. Sisra, as we have in the story of the general Sisra, Mayim Shoal, he asked for water, and she gave him cholov nesona. She gave him milk to drink because she wanted him to get tired, fall asleep, so she could cut his head off. Because milk is associated with targum, which is associated with klipas noiga, which is associated with sleep. The word tardema, the Arizal brings, is bigimatria targum, exactly. Showing that tardema is this concept of klipas noiga. V'af shekvar nichlolo batoiv, and even though the cholov plugged into the good already, through the positive products that we took from it, the butter and the cheese, im kol ze machma shekol ikrohi shenitzapcha mira l'toiv, because of the fact that milk is an item where the essence of it is that it started out as something negative, blood, and then it turned into good, it turned into milk, v'yesh bo adayin k'tzas achiza, dainu k'tzas hapsoilis misalimboi kanal, and the sitrachra still has a little bit of a hold on it. There still is some waste, or you know, some negative stuff that's in there. Alkein hanochosh koruch linoik mishomi akdusha. That's why the snake, the forces of evil, try to draw from the kedusha via milk, via dairy products, via those things. V'alkein efshar lovoi lidei keri chas v'shalom ha'idei cholov. And this is why, by eating dairy products, it's possible for a person, chas v'shalom, to come to committing this sin, because the cholov is mechamein, it warms up the body, umapil tardema al odon, and it puts the person asleep. It's interesting to note, the chayodom in Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur gives a whole list of things that a Jew should not eat on Erev Yom Kippur for this reason, because they could chas shalom lead to keri. One of them is dairy products, all dairy products, eggs also, and there's a number of other things on that list. Rav Milsonzal explained to us that milk is something that's similar to targum. Just like targum is good and bad, milk originates from a bad place. It originates from blood, and it's blood that's turned into milk. And again, the milk, and that's step one. There's refinement and refinement and refinement that has to be done to take out the butter and the cheese and the other cheese. You know, keep refining and refining. Paragraph Beis, v'zeh isur boser b'cholov. With this we could understand the isur of mixing meat and milk. She isuroi kedei sheloi liten yeniko lahaboser shibichinas adinim sheshom achizas asidrachra. The reason why it's forbidden is so that the meat which is red, which represents dinim, which is where the sidrachra is connected, bechinas gedi, a goat, like a goat, shaloi linoik me'agdusha al-yidei cholov. It shouldn't be able to draw from the kedusha through the milk. Bechinas chalei vimoy, as the pasuk says in Chumash, don't cook a kid in its mother's milk. Kedemashma b'zoyer HaKadosh b'mkoyme, as the Zoyer HaKadosh seems to imply over there where it discusses this in Parshas Mishpotim, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, that's Ayin Shom, look over there, that's the reason for not mixing milk and meat, because the milk could serve as an address for the meat to be able to draw from the Kedusha. As the Zoyer HaKadosh says over there in Parshas Mishpotim, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei, ki habosor ikor ovios v'gashmi esaguf, because flesh represents the most gashmi part of the body, shehu bechinas dinim, which is the midas adin, bechinas guf kosher, as the pasuk says, the body is something tough, meaning it's tough spiritually, because the body is very gashmi. It represents midas adin. Sheshom nechaz ra hakoilel hanal shua sitrachra shenechaz biyoser babehemus kanal. That's where the sitrachra grabs onto a person in the body, because the yetzahara grabs onto the behemius. V'alkein afilu la'achar shchita im kol ze yesh bo yachiz adayim. And this is why even after you shechted an animal, the yetzahara still has a hold on it. Ki ze yodua shetzorich avoida gedoila v'tikun achar tikun lahafrid horam an atoiv sheinechaz bo b'yoser. That whenever you have ra that's very attached to toiv, it's not a one-step tikkun. It requires tikkun after tikkun after tikkun to be able to separate them, to break that connection. V'alkein ein dovor sheitzarach bishul kol kach kamo yaboser. And it's for this reason that the thing that usually requires the longest cooking time is meat. Befrat besar behema, especially if we're talking about beef. Shehu koshem oy, which is very tough. Bechinas guf koshe, as the Gemara says, the body represents something tough. V'alkein tzorech hamtoka b'yoyser. And this is why meat requires a major hamtoka. V'inen estakin l'achilo kim achar bishul rav etzlahur. And the meat is not ready to be eaten until it's been cooked for a long time on the fire. U'beloy habishul einoy ma'echalodim klal. And if you don't cook it, if it hasn't been cooked, it ain't human food. Human beings don't usually eat raw meat. Ki adayin lo nizbara l'maychal odom, because it has not yet been refined and made ready for human consumption. V'lo nichna v'nimtek hora shebesoich legamri. And the ra that's inside of it, the negative that's inside that meat, has not yet been resolved completely. Ad achar abishul adeor, until you've cooked it the right length of time on the fire. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel Anovi, meho eish yotzu v'ho eish toichlim, that the klipos, the forces of tuma, come from fire, and fire is what can destroy them. So again, when you're cooking or roasting or broiling or baking meat, That's part of the tikkun process. That fire is part of being making a tikkun for that. And this, with this, we could understand the concept of cooking, of all of those things that cannot be eaten raw, that require cooking. In order to sort them out, to refine them, and prepare them, make them ready for human consumption, like potatoes. People don't eat, human beings don't eat raw potatoes. The potato has to be either first cooked, or roasted, or microwaved, or whatever it is. V'alkein habosor ubefrat besar behema, and it's for this reason that meat, especially if we're talking about beef, shehem dovor shesh ben ruach chayim, where this meat comes from a thing that has a spirit of life to it, an animal that's alive. V'shom achizosam b'yoser, and that's where the sitrachra is the most attached. It requires a long cooking in order to sweeten the din that's there. And this is why our rabbis tell us that raw meat is good for dogs. You can give it to dogs, can eat it. Rav Nosson Zal says, Chozi l'kalba daiko. Look what the Gemara says. Bebchinas la'kelev tashlichon oisoy. Like the Pasuk says, throw it to the dogs. Ki adayin lo nimtak hora ha'koyle. Because the negative aspects that are in it have not yet been fully eliminated. Shehu bechinas pigama bris. Which represent pigama bris. Bechinas kalba nochis. And as the Zohar HaKadosh says, when there's pigama bris, a dog, the image of a dog comes down to take that person's tefillah or that person's korban. V'sehu ho'isur shel bosar b'cholov k'dei shelo yilitein koyach v'yeniko lo hara ha'koil ha'neches b'bosar al yidei ha'cholov. The reason why you can't mix milk and meat is so that the milk shouldn't be a vehicle through which the meat can draw from the kedusha. Shehu b'chinas targum, this milk which we said is like targum. Shehu koruch shom linoy derek shom, where the Yetzirah, the Sitrachra, tries very hard to attach itself to targum and to use that as a vehicle, a stepping stone, a springboard to be able to draw from the Kedusha. V'alkein ikar ho isur derech bishul. And this is why the main isur of meat and milk is when you cook them together. V'gam habishul bi'atzma yosur. And just cooking them alone is forbidden, even if you don't eat it. Ki ikar ha'ischabrus wal yidei habishul. Because the main unifying is through cooking. Kemuva b'divra b'ena neriyobam kamachar. As Rabbeinu Zal brings in Torah Beis, in the first half of Likut Imran, Shafia ubishul heim b'chinas hachono el achibur vazivug, that the term to bake or cook represents preparations for eating. And eating is a term that's used also to represent zivug. It says by Yosef HaTzadik that Potiphar let him rule over everything in his house, kiim halechem asher hu oichel, except for the bread which Potiphar himself ate, meaning except over his wife. Because cooking is what prepares the food and sweetens it and makes it qualified to be eaten, which is the concept of zivug, as we said over there. And it's for this reason that cooking milk and meat together is very strictly forbidden. So that we shouldn't bring about, by cooking the wrong things, like milk and meat together, we shouldn't bring about a terrible, a zivug ra moed, lachaber bosar v'cholov chas v'shon, to chas v'shon bring together meat and milk, litein koyach v'yiniko lehem aydei cholov, and thereby give the sitrachra that's found in the meat, the redness, the midas adin, to give it a vehicle through which it can draw from the Kedusha. Because again, we said the meat represents something that's totally bad, requires major cooking and everything. Milk is toivora. It's blood that turned, it's red that turned white already. And that's where the Sitra Achra go, that's what the Sitra Achra goes after. Because it knows if it can grab hold of that, that's a springboard to get inside the Kedusha completely.